He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. Hi, Texans fans, and thanks for joining us. I'm Nick Scherfield, filling in for Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Thursday, January 8th. The Texans coaching search has begun. Former Detroit Lions coach Rob Marinelli interviewed with the Texans today about a position on the defensive coaching staff. Marinelli could be a candidate for the Texans' vacant defensive coordinator or defensive line coach position. Texans cornerback Fred Bennett is coming off an up-and-down season. Heading into his third year, he's confident in his own abilities and in the pieces the Texans have in place on defense.
When I went out there and I proved myself, you know, when they called my number, you know, I stuck to the plate and made plays, you know. So that's behind me now. I'm trying to put this behind me and just move on, you know, trying to get healthy in the offseason, you know, just let my body heal up and come back strong next season.
With what the offense was able to do, you're finishing, you know, top five. The focus obviously is the offseason and next year, especially going to be on defense. How much are you looking forward to being a part of that? What, you know, what do you guys have to focus on to do that?
I'll leave that upstairs, but I'm pleased with the guys we have. You know, I think we got a lot of talent on the defensive side of the ball. You know, we just got to, I think it's just a point of being consistent. You know, we got to be more consistent as a defense. So I'm real pleased with what we got right now, but whatever they decide to do in the draft and free agent, you know, I'm pretty sure they're a better out team.
Was this a weird year for you?
Very weird. You know, like I said, I've been through some things, but, you know, it never got me down. You know, I'm a man. I'm a strong man. You know, I'm young. I'm only in my second year, but I got a lot of confidence in my abilities, you know, and that's just how I've been brought up.
Who on this team helped you most through that? Dante?
Most definitely. You know, he's a good guy, you know, but not only him, you know, D'Amico, you know, Mario, you know, I had guys come to me and they kept me up, you know, and I really appreciate them for that, but. You know, I kind of took it upon myself. You know, I knew it wouldn't get me down. Like I said, I believe in myself too much, and I knew I could play this game. So it really didn't affect me at all.
How personally were you going into this offseason? I mean, what were you personally focusing on?
Oh, everything. You know, I'm going to get stronger, faster, quicker. You know, whatever I have to do to better my game, you know, to better myself as an NFL football player, I'm going to do.
Are you encouraged by the Stroud's defense made in the last few
games? Oh, most definitely. You know, I thought we came on strong the last couple of games. You know, we went on a four-game winning streak. You know, we went down to Oakland and we kind of let people down. But I thought we finished out the year strong yesterday. So, I'm real pleased.
What's the key to improvement next year?
Just everybody coming back and willing to be that number one defense in the league. You know, we got a lot of talent over there, man. And we can just be consistent and put everything together. And week in and week out, you know, go out there and play hard and work out game plan to perfection, you know, I think we'll be all right.
Fans, visit HoustonTexans.com for position-by-position recap of the 2008 season. And visit us next week for our coverage of the East-West Shrine Game. We'll be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. Thanks for listening, and remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time.